Hello, everyone. Welcome to The Mindful Chef. This is Chef Leisha Barnett. And today, I want to talk to you very briefly. This is a short little mini episode, but I want to talk to you briefly about setting your table. So I recently realized that I am still doing the thing that chefs do, where we make pretty, pretty plates for everybody else while we nibble right out of the pan in the kitchen. And we put a lot of time, energy, and mindfulness into the work that we do for others. But I have been slacking on the mindfulness of my plate. And I realized that I've been eating, but I haven't been savoring. So I wanted to just take a moment to figure out, like, I carved out some time last night for myself and I made a meal that had several elements in this meal. And this meal was beautiful for me, right? I had some arugula. I made a dressing for the arugula out of some honey and mustard and white balsamic vinegar. And it was a beautiful, beautiful salad. And I said, what am I gonna dress the salad with? So I put, I grilled a little salmon, a couple of shrimp, and my Oakland Grill seasoning. And I put that to the side. I roasted some sweet potatoes. I sliced them and seasoned them lightly with salt and crushed red pepper. Put those in the oven. I boiled an egg. And I made bacon, right? So I built this beautiful plate and I sat down and I lit a candle and I actually sat and ate and took my time. And it was as if I was in a restaurant, right? So what did that do for me? First of all, the act of care for myself was really, really huge because I do a lot for other people and then kind of like, well, I'll just nibble on something, whatever. I'm waiting until I'm hangry before I eat. And we all know that's really not a good thing. And it's not very mindful whatsoever. And I have been becoming a little bit more distanced from my food, my plate, and my health in that way, right? Because when you're going through the motions and you're like, let me just grab something because now I'm like to the point of no return hungry, you're not being very mindful of your health and what that effect will have on your day and everything else. So it was a beautiful moment and I sat and I ate by candlelight and enjoyed it. I didn't finish my plate. I didn't eat that much, but the point was not to finish it. It was really to put together beautiful elements that made my eyes happy, me happy, and then the combination of flavors to sit and just really enjoy it for myself. And I realized that I had not done that in a while. So what I want to do is challenge you today, if you are listening and you are that person who is on the go all the time, taking care of everybody else, doing all of the things, take a moment, make yourself, no one else, make yourself a meal. Whatever that meal is that brings you beauty and satisfaction and deliciousness, one that is not necessarily the quick preparation type of meal, one that requires thought and time and maybe even some homemade elements and aspects to it where it's yours that you really want to savor and enjoy, and you sit down and you enjoy that meal and you focus on the fact that you put specific intention on the mindfulness of this meal, that you put in specific intention of the nourishment to your soul, to your body, to your mind, and that you did a thing for you and go from there. I guarantee you will feel really, really great after you do it, and you'll be able to move forward in the next day, right? With the next meal, the next opportunity to say, maybe I should really consider doing this more often and carving out the time for it. You would be amazed at how different your mood gets when you do that. So I'm really encouraging you guys to do it. That's just all I had for this quick little moment of encouragement to make something for yourself. Enjoy it. Savor it. you know, especially if you live in a house where there are lots of varying degrees of food taste, right? And as a mother, one of the things I had found myself doing as a mother and a spouse was making what everybody else enjoyed and then not making what I enjoyed because nobody else likes that. That's what I would say. Like, I loved eggplant and okra and mushrooms and a lot of ingredients that the rest of my household could really just go without. They're like, we don't want that. And so I would not eat it. Small things like the condiments that I liked, Miracle Whip versus mayonnaise. I'm a mayonnaise girl, right? So I'd get Miracle Whip because they ate Miracle Whip, you know? And then it was like, I want the mayo, you know? Strawberry jam versus grape. I enjoy the grape, but I kept buying strawberry because that's what they preferred. Sometimes we have to get the thing that we enjoy so that we don't feel like we're being put on the back burner. You know, it becomes second nature sometimes to put ourselves last for the sake of our loved ones. And sometimes we need to understand that while it is our duty to care for our people, it's also our duty to care for ourselves. So make a meal with intention for yourself. After you listen to this, you figure out what that meal is going to be. And you go shop for those ingredients. And you think about all of the elements that you want to put together in this meal. And you make that meal with intention. And you sit down and you light a candle. And you thank the universe, God, whatever you believe in, for the opportunity for you to have that space. For you to have that time. For you to restore yourself, nourish your mind and body. And I guarantee you will feel really, really good after you do. That's all I got for right now. I told y'all I was going to be short and sweet. Just a little quick note for y'all. Love you. This has been The Mindful Chef, Chef Leisha Barnett. Bye.